This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Uprooted trees, damaged fences and roofs, just some of the damage being reported following a confirmed tornado in Highlands Ranch this afternoon. Lakewood police say warning sirens were also sounded there this afternoon due to potentially destructive hail. Meanwhile, Red Rocks plans to increase its emergency preparedness messaging for fans following an intense hailstorm last night. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Fans had less than 10 minutes notice to seek shelter before golf ball-sized hail began pummeling them at the outdoor venue in Morrison. At least 7 people had to go to the hospital due to injuries. Brian Kitts, a spokesman for Red Rocks, says the venue will post more signage about evacuation and shelters from now on.
You know, I think that we can probably help people think about how to get out of the venue faster if they have to go to their cars or if they have to get into, you know, one of the buildings on site.
Kit says the venue will go on with scheduled shows immediately, weather permitting. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
One person was killed after her car was swept away by rushing waters in Watkins last night. Bennett Fire Rescue responded to a report of some vehicles caught in flooding. They were not initially able to locate all of them. Arapahoe County Sheriff's spokesman John Bartman says one vehicle was located this morning.
The Sheriff's Office and South Metro Fire had their drones up searching, and once the water started coming down a bit, the drones were able to spot a vehicle.
One woman was found dead inside the car. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.